Tell me, for folks who don't know Jim Brickman, what motivates you? What inspires your music?
Well, you know, I'm a pianist songwriter at heart. Really, most of my entire career is centered around the piano and the beauty that that can provide when people listen to it. So a lot of albums of solo piano music, all original, and a lot of vocal collaborations with all kinds of different artists from different genres of music, whether it's a country artist like Lady Antebellum or Martina McBride, to pop stars like Olivia Newton-John or Michael Bolton and Wayne Brady, and all kinds of different artists. That just sort of, the list goes on and on. I've been thankful enough to work with many of the people that I admire who bring my songs to life. And the albums are a combination of solo piano music that you relax to, that you unwind to, you romance with, and some vocal songs that a lot of people use for weddings and fall in love to, and all very hopeful, all very bright, and inspirational quality to all of them. Many, many of the love songs are have become, you know, used for all kinds of reasons. So whenever you have that, and there's an emotional connection to the music, I think it finds its way into a wonderful opportunity to celebrate through the piano.
How does that make you feel to know that there are so many people out there that have selected your music and your poetry to express their feelings?
It's a wonderful thing. It's it's really my stock in trade, so to speak. I mean, it's my mission, and always has been, to create this emotional connection for people.
When I was looking at your biography, and it mentioned your years at the Cleveland Institute of Music, which is a significant destination for young artists trying to hone their craft. What were those years like?
It was a great training ground, and you know, any musician needs to have a good foundation and discipline for what they do, no question about it.
So what were those first years like when you were learning that you needed some kind of training and discipline, and that you'd found your way into this creative milieu at Cleveland?
Well, you know, in many ways, a lot of that has to do with accepting the truth about what you really want to do with your life. And so when you have advocates, no matter what you choose to do in your life or career, as soon as you have advocacy for that, it gives you the kind of the strength to pursue a dream when somebody sees that in you. And I had really great teachers, and to me, teachers are you know, so many of us learn from our teachers, and the foundation of what we end up ultimately being has so much to do with them.
When did you get into the radio show? When did that become
regular? I started the radio show in 1997, and it is, I've been doing it every week for 18 years. It's a weekend show. It's 4 hours on the weekend, and all about weekend stuff, shopping, saving money, movies, entertainment, some gossip, health and wellness, fitness, celebrity interviews, and lots of great music.
When folks come out to the show next Monday, are there standards that they can expect to hear at a Jim Brickman show? Are there surprises? Or do you whip up the set list an hour before?
I always do the set list an hour before, because you never know what the experience is going to be when you walk into the theater and what the environment is going to be. And because I wrote all the songs, and it does tend to be somewhat extemporaneous the way that the show goes, I think the biggest surprise is that people don't expect for it to be lighthearted and funny and have, you know, some storytelling. And it, I think that's an unexpected quality about the show.
Are you appearing solo? Will you bring a band?
I'll be joined by a female vocalist named Ann Cochran.
And you'll be performing in Jesse Auditorium here on our campus next Monday, March the 31st. Have you been to Columbia before?
I have. I have played at the theater before, and very much looking forward to coming back.
It'll be the day after spring break is over, so people will be rested and ready for some entertainment.
Great.
Are you getting a spring break? You going to have a spring break this year?
No, there's no spring break for musicians. You just play all the time.
Are you out? When you come to Columbia, it says that you're coming here after a show in New Lenox, Illinois. Are you out on a tour, or do you go back and forth and do select dates?
Yeah, I mean, at this time of the year, we go out and do select dates. There are times of the year that are full-on tour bus and truck and everything like that, and then these particular dates are select.
So what inspires you? What helps you muster up the creative juices and the energy to write the stuff that you write and perform as you do?
Well, I always say, you know, you have to let it come naturally. It's not something that you can force. If you don't, at this stage, if you don't feel like practicing or if you don't feel like writing, then you just don't. I always feel like performing. So whenever I get into a live situation, I'm always thankful that I'm able to perform live because I love to do that. So if you haven't seen the show before, I think it's a really nice evening. It's appropriate for all ages and all kinds of variety because it is not exclusively a date night show. It's like I said, it has sort of some theatrical qualities that I think make it extremely entertaining, and always look forward to making some new friends.
That was Jim Brickman. He'll be appearing at Columbia's Jesse Auditorium this coming Monday, March the 31st. He's been my guest this evening on Thinking Out Loud. Jim, thanks for taking the time to visit.
Thank you so much for having me. Just this moment, if only time stood still, but the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. But baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful. All I want.